Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Welcome to White Man Question Time, the show that brings you well-known friends answering three, we hope, thought-provoking questions over three or maybe more glasses of wine. Or in the case of today's show, a couple of beers, maybe. We've lined up a proper treat for you. He is arguably the biggest comedian on the box with more shows than he has fingers. He's just wrapped on at the live fest that was Keith and Paddy's Movie Fest. Shopping was a huge success on ITV2, and of course Celebrity Juice is a stalwart in our TV schedules. And if all of that wasn't enough, he's dived into fashion. He's got a brand new clothing line. I'm staring at his chest right now. Look at that. It sounds like
a fight then, didn't it? But it was the chair, I apologise.
You know who it is. It's Keith Lemon.
Hello, Kate Thornton.
It's nice to have you on my own.
Well, it's nice to be on. We can get intimate and have proper deep chat without someone like Chris Moores or Swash interrupting our intimacy. We've been friends for many years, haven't
we? Well, do you know what? That's what I was trying to think, right? It's got to be coming up 20.
Yeah, easy.
20 years at least.
Yeah, it will be easy.
And we had the same agent at the time.
Yeah, I remember that.
I met you in the car park. And at the time, you were trying to get started and you were doing loads and loads of brilliant, weird stuff that made me laugh and just put me back in with feet on solid ground when I would realise that you'd like gone off for the day and got a job at Blockbusters, for example. Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
But you didn't have a job.
Blockbusters, it was another shop. I did it a couple of times with these different shops.
Yeah.
I did it to a shop called Viking Video.
Viking Video,
which is smaller Blockbusters, yeah. I guess. It was one of those
like a shit Blockbusters.
It's an independent store. And I worked there for a while.
But when you said worked there, nobody paid you?
No, like sort of a trial run. And I filmed myself. And the lady said, why are you filming yourself? And I said, well, I used to be on telly and I'm not anymore. And people like people's misfortunes, don't they? So I'm filming that. I went, not that I feel misfortunate working here. I said, I love films. Test me and I'll answer any question. if it's an 80s movie.
But you didn't get... What you told them was that you were there on work experience, right?
No, I said, can I do a trial run?
Right.
I'd love to work here. And they went, yeah, you can work Saturday if you want. So then I went in on Saturday, did a bit of work, and then I pulled out my video camera. And I said, what are you doing? I went, do you mind if I film myself working? I told them that story about making a documentary about my misfortune. But I worked at Dixon's. I made the uniform. They wore a blue shirt. And I'm pretty handy at doing graphic design. So I made a little badge with my name on.
On your computer at home?
Yeah. And then I went into Dixon's to see how long I could work in Dixon's before they realised I don't work at Dixon's. And you know what? I don't know why I did these things.
I don't know
because it wasn't even for telly. It was just messing about. But I always used to mess about. Well, I'm glad I met you.
I'm glad I met
you. You helped me out loads.
Well, what we used to do is, because nobody would, like, trying to get a new comedian.
Talk to me.
Trying to get a new comedian seen by somebody in power in telly was tricky, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So people like me and Davina,
yeah,
we allowed our names to be used for you.
Yeah.
So people would think that they were coming to have a lunch meeting with us.
Yeah.
But we wouldn't turn up and you would.
Yeah.
And then that's how you got to showcase
yourself. Or I would
yourself.
Drag you into some crazy pilot I was doing, yeah. I guess.
Sure. That was one of those like really bad moments in my real life when Ben, you know Ben, my son, was he was away from home for the night and he thought, not a lot of kids can do this and I wouldn't encourage it. He thought, I know, I'm missing my mum, I'm going to Google her. And what did he find? Oh. Mummy with the bear.
All right, yeah.
He's got a massive hard-on.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a tricky one
to explain. Do you
know what,
though? It was just a broomstick handle painted pink. And people get so offended by the funniest things, don't they? Oh, no, look at that pink broomstick handle.
But I sent you a message last night, so I took him out for dinner. We went to TGI Fridays. And you go into TGI Fridays, it's a bit like Planet Hollywood, right? So there's just costumes hanging from everywhere.
Is there? Because I've not been there for a while.
And we walked in and he just said, Mum.
It's like my house.
It's like Keith's house.
Well, I collect movie memorabilia, don't I?
Right, so I know how much you love movies to the point that you blagged jobs in Viking videos, you've made the Keith and Paddy Pitch show.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to... I wanted to start with a film that I think you love. I think we've talked about this before, Weird Science.
Yeah, I like Weird Science.
Yeah. So the premise of Weird Science is two nerds, yeah?
Make a lady. Yeah, the modern day Frankensteins.
Exactly.
Yeah, what a wicked film.
So I'm going to put you in their shoes. You have got to make your ultimate lady.
Well, there's loads of different kinds of ladies, isn't there? And if you were to merge them all together, I think they'd look disfigured and weird.
Well, let's try it.
But to marry, I would marry Winona Ryder.
Would you?
Yeah, I love Winona Ryder.
Why?
Even though she's bonkers. Aesthetically, she's exactly what I look for in ladies.
Is she really?
Yeah. Not in Stranger Things. She looks tired in Stranger Things.
I was going to say, what about when she went through her shoplifting phase? Did that
just
make her more exciting?
Wouldn't it? Going out with your missus and you think she's going to steal. Be exciting, wouldn't it? You know, like Mel B likes to steal a potato when she goes shopping in a supermarket. I get that buzz. So if you I wouldn't do it because I'm a good person. But if my missus was to steal things, I think it'd be exciting.
Really?
And when police came, I go, well, her, not me. But I don't know. I loved Winona Ryder when I was a kid.
What bit
in Beetlejuice.
That turned
she's just cool. I thought she was really cool when I was a kid. She's really cool. And it's great, you know, fancying people you're never going to meet because you're allowed to fancy them. But if you meet them, I can remember the girlfriend that I'm with now, she's known me a while. And I used to fancy Patsy Kensit and have her all over my wall.
Oh, yeah.
But now I know Patsy Kensit, so that's weird.
That is weird, isn't it?
But I don't fancy her now. And I don't mean that disrespectfully because obviously she's a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
It's just because I know her.
Yeah.
And you can't fancy someone you know. Do you know what I mean?
It kind of ruins it, doesn't it?
Well, you just know them. It's going to be weird being mates with someone you fancy.
Yeah.
Don't know. It's just weird. But I remember when I moved to London and I was collecting some props or something and I bumped into her and Marilla Fostrop.
Oh.
Yes.
Sexy,
yeah. I fell on the floor, like in a movie, and all these props and stuff fell on the floor and I picked them up, looked up, and those two were stood there. Wow, well, living in London's ace.
See, as a child, when you led there, staring up at those posters, is that what you ever imagined?
You don't think you'll ever meet them, do you? I've always been in love with Belinda Carlisle as well.
You are proper obsessed with her.
Yeah. I used to have a door poster, which I still look. You know, remember door posters?
Yeah.
I don't think they exist anymore.
Where did you buy them from, though? That's the thing I couldn't think of.
HMV or Athena.
Beautiful woman.
Yeah, beautiful.
Ever met her?
I went to Ant and Dec's 40th.
Yeah. And I was there with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she was there, remember?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, I was talking...
Why was she there?
I was talking to Joe Swash and Belinda Carlisle came on, just the music. I wasn't looking at the stage. I went, oh, Belinda Carlisle.
She sang.
I used to love Belinda Carlisle. I turned around and she was on stage. I went, she's on stage now? And I just left Joe Swash and I just ran to the stage and just stared at her like a lunatic.
Did you go and speak to her at their party?
I would have done if I could have found her, but I didn't know where she went. She just disappeared, didn't she? Back into dreamland. And you know what? I didn't care too much for her music.
Purely physical.
I was just looking at her. But I did like a song. You know, we like the Heaven is a Place on Earth and stuff. And Circle in the Sand, I liked that as well.
Yeah, it's not one of your top 10 all-time favourites, is it?
I like In Excess.
Of course you do.
Yeah. Hence I own Dead Man's Clothes.
Michael Hutchence's.
Yeah, yeah. I bought some of his clobber from his bodyguard.
No, you did.
And I wear it sometimes.
Do you know what was priced?
My mum put a triangle in the back of the jeans that I bought so they fit me.
A triangle? Oh,
yes,
like...
so they fit my size 34 waist.
Do you wear them?
I have worn them on Celebrity Juice, yeah. And I washed them afterwards and regretted it. I thought, because they faded a bit. Maybe print didn't stay on jeans back in the 80s.
Are they the ones with the stars and the stripes?
No, my mum made me those for Christmas.
Did she really?
Because I had the jacket, his top, and the shoes, and she made me those for Christmas.
She made them? What on a
She said,
what
for Christmas?
Machine?
I went, can you make me these jeans? She says, I'll have a go.
What was the album cover that was from? Was it Kick?
No, it was off the album X.
X, that's it.
And it was off the video Suicide Blonde, and he wore them at Summer Excess in 1991. It's going to be released at cinemas soon, apparently.
I went to that at Wembley Stadium with Roachford supporting.
It was all day. It was Hot House Flowers. Blondie.
Yeah.
Roachford, Jellyfish, whoever they were.
God, you remember it all.
Jesus Jones. And then they came on. I was at the front all the way through, and I had a bum bag on then, not for irony, it was in fashion, and it was just sticking into my bladder all the time when I jumped up, and I needed a wee from 11 till 11, and then I weed in a bin bag on the back of a National Express coach on the way back to Leeds.
Did you?
Well, I started weeing into a Coke can, and that's a bit sharp on your tip, if I'm honest. And I thought, I'm going to fill this. Has anyone got what else? Whilst I'm weaning into a can. And then,
was it like one of those goldfish you bring home from the fair?
Press your nib into the end of the can. You can't put anything in
there,
can you?
I haven't even got one and I can feel the pain.
And then someone threw a bin liner at me and I just like laid on the floor, the back of the bus, weaning into a bin.
Sweet relief.
into a...
So Belinda Carlisle, Patsy Kensit.
There's no one contemporary that I really... like, because I'm a full-grown adult now, and you don't, do you?
Yeah, but you can go way back.
So when I was a kid, I can remember the first time I got happy pants.
Right.
Straight on.
Yeah.
If I can say such a thing.
You can say hard on,
and
straight on, whatever.
I was watching Xanadu after EastEnders on a Sunday afternoon, and when Olivia Newton-John started rolling down on her roller boats, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm in love.
Happy pants.
I had happy pants straight away. My mum says, oh, can you make us a cup of tea? I said, no.
Get it yourself.
She said, make us a cup of tea. I went, no way.
Not now.
But I've met her.
And?
I told her that story. I got my first straight on watching Xanadu.
Was she touched? Well, not literally, but...
She just looked at me like most people do, I guess.
That's sick and weird.
Oh, God, it's him, is it? Of course, I played her in... the picture show.
You did?
And I can
with
remember,
a beard?
Yeah.
I bet she was so flattered.
I thought I looked pretty.
Like a post-menopausal.
But I practised for ages singing like her, but I sounded more like a Bee Gee. And then we were filming on the day, they said, can you sound worse? And I've been practising to sound good, because I'm not a singer, but I can emulate noises. And
you
if
can.
I listen to them for a long time, I grasp what the noise is, which I guess is singing. And I thought, I had a version of her down. And then they said, oh, no, just be terrible. So I was terrible.
Oh, you were almost there, though.
I thought I was.
Could be like a tribute act.
I'm not lying. They did say, can you sing worse?
Really? No,
I felt pretty good. Yeah. I did. Because Paddy's pretty good at singing.
Is he?
Yeah, I think so. He can sing a bit.
How do you decide who's who when it comes to those shows?
It's
that
just
done?
Always obvious.
Is it?
Always obvious.
I mean, obviously, he was always going to be Patrick Swayze, so you had to be Baby in Dirty Dancing.
Yeah. Yeah, it worked. It worked. But it's an expensive programme because we use like 16 sets per episode and then throw them away because it had to look ace because we were the crap bits in it, I guess. We were the dingbats trying to be...
But everything else had to be...
Yeah, it had to be, really.
Point.
That's what we wanted to do. And I was really happy. But that would have
excited you as well. Cause...
Oh, I cried.
Did you?
When we did Return of the Jedi, I cried. I was in the Ewok village and Michelle Keegan walked on. I walked off, I had a moment.
Did you?
Yeah, she was dressed as Princess Leia in her forest gear. And I walked off. I did. I started tearing up.
Did you?
Because I couldn't believe we were doing it.
And that this was something that had come from your mind.
10 years.
Yeah.
And when I did Back to the Future tribute as well, which is on iTunes, I cried loads of times there.
Did you? Oh, that's your ultimate favourite film, isn't
it? I was outside Doc Brown's house, the actual one, which is now a museum. I was crying there. And then I was on the set of Hill Valley skateboarding, and I was skated off to be by myself and fix up then.
Did you?
Yeah.
So you get really emotional about it.
I get emotional. I've got really good things.
Or stood in an Ewok village looking at Michelle Keegan.
Well, Keegan can reduce you to tears. She's beautiful, isn't she?
She is, yes. She could be one of your all times.
She's too young.
She is a bit.
She's a youngster, isn't she? I mean, back in the day, I used to talk. Let me tell you this weird story.
I like to hear sense prevail. There's another beer, by the way. She just done that one.
Sorry.
No, go on.
I was with Mark Wright years ago on Celebrity Juice.
Yeah.
And he said, hey, Keith, who fancy at the moment? Who fancy? And so I don't know. Kelly Brook was always my go-to.
Yeah.
I saw Kelly Brook. He went, who else? Oh, I don't know. Keegan. He went, yeah, she's fit, isn't she? She's fit, isn't she? But yeah, she's fit. He went, what would you do with her? What would you do with her? And I said, oh, I don't know. And then about 2 weeks later, I found out he's been seeing her for a while. I thought, you dirty boy. You just want me to say stuff about your missus? He's a lovely fellow, though.
I do like Mark.
But I do remember that, though.
You've got, as well as an encyclopedic knowledge of film, that extends to big TV shows. So I wondered, if you could live in any TV home, what would it be?
Any TV home?
Any TV home.
I would have lived in Happy Days in the Cunninghams.
The Cunninghams.
I loved Happy Days, and it was so exciting when it used to be on, even though it was probably a repeat when I watched it.
Oh, God, yeah.
And I thought the Fonz was an incredible character. And I can remember my next door neighbour having a Fonz figure, and his thumbs had a little hinge joint so he could put his thumbs up. And he had a little black button on his back, which enabled him. I don't think it did that. You can't see what I'm doing, but I'm doing thumbs up.
I did that. Hey.
Yeah. And I have that now, but I didn't have it then. And, but I met Henry Winkler, the Fonz. He came on Celebrity Juice, and I couldn't believe he was coming on Celebrity Juice. And I brought in a plastic carrier bag with a picture of the Fonz on the front that I'd had since 1978 when my auntie...
You were five.
My auntie went to Universal Studios, and she brought me back a carrier bag. Thanks. Carrier bag. Ah, Keith will like this bag. It's got Fonz on front.
And you kept
I was really excited, actually. What a rubbish gift, though. A bag.
Just the bag.
A plastic bag like that Sainsbury's bag down there. Literally a plastic bag, but it had a picture of the Fonz on. And I kept it all those years. Now I have it framed on the wall because it's signed to Keith, You Are Cool, the Fonz, Henry Winkler. Yeah.
Was he nice?
He was lovely.
Everyone says he's a top guy. I think we've had him on Loose Women before. I think I remember,
yeah.
Yeah.
But I would have liked to see him dressed a bit cooler. He had a woolly jumper on, and you know.
Yeah, but he can't be walking around in a leather now, can he?
He's the Fonz.
Yeah, but he's in his 80s.
Who's been the biggest person that you've met that you've been like, wow, I've just met them through work, you know?
George Michael.
What was it? Oh, because you were in love with him, weren't you?
Love him so much. Loved him so much. Him. But then also people like Dolly Parton.
Have you met Dolly Parton?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Wow.
And she was just incredible. You know, when somebody just doesn't disappoint.
Was she tiny?
Tiny, tiny.
Yeah, imagine her being
but
tiny.
But filled the room, you know? Just that massive force of personality. Parton? She's got to be in her 70s.
Wow.
What about the people that you've met that have blown your mind? Like proper real-life heroes?
When I met Vic Reeves for the first time, I was quite blown away.
Were you?
Yeah, I was. And I think he knew, he could see. Who else? Zach Galligan from Gremlins.
Yeah.
I fanboyed all over him. He was Billy from Gremlins. He owned Gizmo. He came in picture show. and I went to see him do a Q&A for Gremlins.
What about Steve Guttenberg?
Steve Guttenberg was another person.
Ghostbusters.
You know what? He's so... He's not in Ghostbusters.
What's he in?
He's in Three Men and a Baby. He's in Cocoon 1, Cocoon 2.
I fucking love Cocoon.
He's in Police Academies.
So what was the film you were spoofing with him?
I was doing Fruit Keyhole.
You did Keyhole with
him? Yeah, his house. Yeah, me and he stayed there all day and
did
watched.
He?
And we exchanged numbers at the end of the day. Got on with him.
Have you phoned him?
I've texted him since.
Did he come back?
Yeah, he did, yeah. But he told me a story. He said Chevy Chase used to live on the same street as him. Showed me which house. And he was walking past with his dog once. And sometimes you accidentally look in people's houses, don't you? And he just looked, and Chevy Chase was there with his family having his dinner. And he looked up and saw Steve Guttenberg looking in. And he just stuck the middle finger up and said, fuck you. And then Guttenberg was so stressed about it. He said, oh no, I look like a peeping Tom. Like I was looking in. And he went to knock on his door just to apologise. And Chevy Chase just went, oh, I was just fucking about with you. Are you well? But I've heard that Chevy Chase can be a bit funny.
Well, clearly.
If
he's shouting fuck you, Steve Guttenberg.
But that is funny though, in a good way, isn't it?
But sticking with Keyhole, I wanted to ask you something. She's been into a lot of homes. Now.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest thing
I've ever found
in somebody else's house? Yeah.
And it doesn't still have to from be a pilot, and nothing has been weirder than a Dracula mask and a dildo in a brown paper bag. Can I say dildo?
Yeah.
Dildo. Sometimes you can't say dildo. You have to say lady's sewing stick.
say dildo.
The two components together in a brown paper bag is weird. Separate, it's not so weird. But I didn't understand, does this person put a Dracula mask on and then enjoy themselves?
Yeah.
It's just weird, isn't it? It was in Kerry Katona's and the pilot.
I've said
it before. I mean, if I see it, I'll
So Kerry Katona had a Dracula mask and a dildo.
I'm saying it was Dracula. It was some sort of vampire. I couldn't categorically say that was Dracula, but it was someone with fangs and a pointy bit up front of their hair as a mask.
Why, when she knew you were going around, did she not just like pop it away somewhere safe?
Well, a lot of the houses in the past that we've done, I've just thought, how come it ain't cleaner?
Yeah.
When we've done dumps.
Didn't you go to and it was a bit of a shit pit?
Well, that's what people said. I didn't say it.
No.
I didn't say it. And she's renovating it now.
Yeah.
And she did say to me, should have come 2 weeks later because I'm renovating it.
Right, well, that's fair enough.
It looked like more than 2 weeks' work to me. It did. Because I know how long it takes 6 weeks to buy a sofa, doesn't
it? Yeah,
it does.
It does.
But everyone has different standards of living.
Yeah.
And so I'm not saying, oh, you pig, to someone who lives in somewhere that's not as clean as another person. But I just think when you've got a camera crew around, it should look as nice as it can be. I think my favourite one that I've all, even from day one, I've always said, oh, I'd live there, was Jack Osborne's. Because it wasn't too big, it wasn't too small, it wasn't too posh. It was nice. I thought I'd live here. What happened was we were filming with Jack Osborne in his first year of being clean. Mm. So he was having a party. I don't mean getting pissed up.
Yeah.
A celebration of how well he's done. And then we went round, me and the camera crew, and we're in the garden, and you just see Ozzy at the bottom of the garden, sat eating somewhere, and you go, look at that man dressed as Ozzy Osbourne. And it is him. It's so weird meeting someone like Ozzy Osbourne for the first time. You go, oh, wow, where's Ozzy Osbourne? And then Sharon was getting me to do impressions and stuff, like I was auditioning or something.
I love Sharon.
And then I went to a nightclub, and it sounds like I'm contradicting everything that Jack is saying, celebrating.
It's surprising.
But he didn't drink at the nightclub. But he said, when you get there, he said, I'm going now. And he just left us chatting to his mum and dad. He says, when you get there, just say four English guys and you'll get in. So that's what we did. And we got there, and there's Hugh Hefner there, with all these Playboy bunny girls. And I can remember seeing Kirsten Dunst there on the dance floor.
I bet you flipped out because of
Spider-Man. Yeah. Yes, it was a Spider-Man thing. And the guy, I don't know what instrument he plays in the darkness, but he had a headband on his head, obviously, not on his arm, and a
handlebar tash. Yeah, yeah, I know the one you mean.
He plays a guitar, I don't know if it's bass or whatever. And he said, Kirsten Dunst is over there. I said, oh, because he knew I was. And I said, oh, yeah. He said, do you want me to introduce you to her? I went, yeah, all right then. And then I went, don't say I'm a weird mentalist or a murderer or anything. And he went over there. He must have said something. Because when I went over there, she looked at me like I was dog shit. And I think whilst music is playing really loud, I'm shouting into her ear going, well, I've run out of things to say now, but it's nice to meet you. Big fan of Spider-Man.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Right, your next question. If you had to be locked up for a whole year with two other people,
yeah,
who would you choose and why?
Oh, I guess my girlfriend and a television commissioner.
What?
Well, someone,
so you could just pitch ideas endlessly.
Someone I can have a right good laugh with and have sex with them. And have a good
That'll
laugh
be your girlfriend.
And have sex with them, yeah.
Yeah.
But not laughing whilst I'm having sex, because that's disrespectful, isn't it? It's just weird, isn't it? And just a commissioner so I can spill all my ideas to him. Because even when I'm on holiday, I can't speak now. On a holiday, if I'm on a holiday, when I'm trying to have a rest, sometimes I'm cursed with constantly thinking and I have to get it out. So I guess when I'm around people that aren't bothered about telly stuff, they don't want to hear it. When I go, here, just got an idea, what do you think to this? I'm kind of not really interested. So having a commissioner there would be a good idea.
Just to get yay or nay, a quick
answer.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, we'll do it when you get out of this room. All right, okay.
Put your TV ideas head on.
Yeah.
I want you to start a cult.
Yeah.
It's going to go viral.
Yeah.
There's going to be a Netflix six-parter on it.
Yeah.
What is your cult and what is it by way of beliefs that you live by?
Well, I guess the easiest thing and most obvious thing for me to set up a cult would be to be a ginger cult.
Gingers?
Because, you know, sometimes I get called ginger cult. I think that's what they're shouting at me. I think that's what they're shouting at me. So to have a ginger cult that is not really fussed about being ginger. A lot of gingers, they have this stereotype of them being sort of geeky, don't they? And not that attractive. So,
do you think you've really helped to change that?
What made ginger cool? Yeah, I think I fucking have.
Geeky.
No, you know what? I can remember people now actually say as a slur to me, say, "You, Keith, you're starting to look like Mick Hucknall." And I go, "Thanks. You mean it 90s, don't you? Mick Hucknall in the 90s. And because I just thought he was really cool, Mick Hucknall. Yeah. And I did want to be like him. And when I was a kid, he was someone that I could connect with. You know, like some of my black friends or brown friends sometimes will say, if a TV show is incredibly white, they'll go, there's no brown people or black people on there for me to connect with. I'm not saying I'm a race, but for gingers... because I always, when people get hard time for ginger, I go, we're not a race. It's not as bad as racism. But I always, it's nice when there's a ginger person to connect with,
yeah,
and to look up to.
Who were the redheads that you connected to growing up?
I was very chuffed about Rick Astley. I know, because he dies it, doesn't he? He denies and dies.
Do you reckon?
I know he does because what song is it? When I Fall in Love.
Oh yeah, he was quite brown in that video.
No, I tell you what, Never Gonna Give You Up. He's got proper ginger hair.
Yeah,
it's bright ginger.
Yeah, is that his natural hair colour? Do you think?
Yeah, because he's got sort of dark brown hair now. I've had this discussion with him.
And what did he say? He denies that he
dies.
I think
he has denied it to me, but with a smirk.
But he was a sexy redhead.
He was, wasn't he?
Yeah, I fancied him.
And my girlfriend that I'm going out with now,
yeah,
used to like Mick Hucknall back in the 90s
did
as
she?
Well. Yes, yeah. She looks a bit like Winona Ryder, so she did a deal.
I've met her, she does.
Yeah.
Did she really fancy Mick Hucknall?
Yeah.
So is that when you knew that you were in with a chance?
Well, she told me she liked him, and I thought...
Have you met Mick Hucknall?
No. Isn't that weird?
Oh, you'd like
it. Obviously, I know me because I'm me, but I think I would have met Mick Hucknall somewhere.
I thought you would have. I've met Mick Hucknall.
I think
he'd love you. I think he would love you.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
We've tried to book him a couple of times for whatever show, and his management said that he ain't got a sense of humour.
What?
Yeah, they said, oh, we love the show, but Mick ain't got a sense of humour.
Let's put it out there now, Mick. Come meet Keith.
Well, tell you what, the closest I've come to that is Schofield on This Morning. I text him whilst Mick Hucknall was on. I said, coming up, Mick Hucknall's on. Oh, I text Schofield and Holly, whoever replies.
Because they always check their phone on ad breaks,
yeah,
don't they?
They have it on the table, don't they?
I know.
And I says, get him to sign something for me. So he signed that album he was promoting then. And then Schofield said, he was talking about his tour as Mick Hucknall, and Schofield said, there's one person that's got a ticket already. And then he went, oh yeah, who's that then? And he says, oh, Keith Lemon. He went, all right, good lad. I thought, see it in his eyes, didn't know who I was. And he says, but...
he didn't know you were.
No. And then he said, but he'll want you to come on Celebrity Juice. And then Mick Hucknall went, all right, what's that? And then I just collapsed. Oh, no.
Were you crushed?
I was a bit crushed. I thought,
it was like being disowned by the dad that you thought you should have had.
Yeah, it should have been my dad, shouldn't it? But I probably said some unpleasant things about Mick Hucknall along my way, because when people say you look like him, I go, yeah, 90s, not now. It's like an old tomato with a ginger wig on.
That might be why he's not come on.
Yeah. But that's where I'm going to go. I know that's what I'm going to look like when he's his age. But, you know, he was very successful, ladies.
I love it when you post on things like Father's Day. You either put up a picture of Mick Hucknall or Billy Ocean.
Well, Billy Ocean is my dad. That's why I put me... Mick Hucknall's a joke, but Billy Ocean's my actual dad.
It still makes me laugh.
I don't know why. I know I don't look like him, but I just... Sometimes the black jean skips. And it skipped me.
Imagine if it were true. Now, so your cult is...
It is true. What do you mean? If it was true? Have you had him on this?
No.
Ask him.
Well, you ask him, he's your dad.
I have asked him. He was on Lemon Libido Loca, and he said to me, he said, a lot of people don't believe that I'm your father, but, you know, we don't look alike, but it's true, I know. That's what he said, because it sounds like it's got a bit of indigestion. You know what I mean? But let me just tell you how lovely he is.
Is he a nice man? Is this you just projecting, really?
Even if he
wasn't
actually my real dad in real life, which he is, I wish he was, because he's such... And he's my sisters as well. His daughters are so lovely. And they text me now and again.
Do they?
Yeah, and go, all right, our kid, how's it going? Oh, God, what's dad up to? And I'm not even joking. I'm not joking.
Do you call Billy Ocean a lot?
I'll text him.
Go on, let's text him now to say, how are you doing, Dad?
No.
No, you're getting all shy. I mean, he's only your dad. Okay, so your cult of
we should have got him on together.
We should have got Billy Ocean. You and your dad.
He would have talked about the times when we've met four times.
Right. So the cult, what's it called?
What's called gin jar, isn't it?
Gin jar.
We all drink gin out of a jar.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, gin's very en vogue at the moment.
Yeah, it's bang on.
Everyone's drinking gin at the moment, so that's good. Anything to put ginger in a positive light, I guess, that would be at the whole ethos behind us.
Positive light, but not too strong a light, obviously.
Oh, no, because we'll have to put factor 50 on, won't we?
Right, so gin jar.
Yeah.
What are the beliefs that they live by?
I just don't feel ridiculed by the man.
Any non-ginger man or woman?
Just the man trying to put the ginger down.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I got asked, actually, to go on Good Morning Britain the other day about being ginger. I couldn't be asked.
Right,
I like going on that programme, but I want to plug what I've got coming out, not to talk about, because I don't really get grief for being ginger, because, well, maybe I do, but I don't take it as grief.
No.
Because I like having ginger hair. I like looking different. And look, like a couple of my heroes have ginger hair, so that's good.
Maybe you could encourage some gingers back to the fold, and I'm going to give you a prime example in Rylan.
Yes.
Rylan.
Isn't that weird?
Is so red-headed.
Yeah, no, well, he's that orange colour as well.
Yeah.
Whereas mine's like a coppery colour.
Yeah.
And then you get the oranges, don't you? There's the orange colour, the copper colours. I've asked him before, are you ever going to keep it real? And I think he said he will do one day.
Do you think he will?
It's become such his signature, hasn't it? That black hair and his black beard.
Yeah.
To see him ginger, your producer's looking, Googling Rylan now to see him with ginger hair.
Yeah, exactly.
No, look, see, she's he's the surprised. Orange type.
That is the real Rylan.
Yes.
He's like Slim Shady. Please stand up.
I dyed my hair black once.
Didn't look good though, did it?
Do you know what? It doesn't matter what colour your hair is, it's only hair, and I don't care.
I know you don't.
I don't really care at all, but again, there's people that are brutalised for the colour of their hair. They've just got to learn to not care, and then they won't get grief.
But say you had kids, right, later down the line, and they were red-headed, how would you teach them?
I'd laugh at them, ah, you gingers, you ginger cults.
What about Jerry Hallowell? She's got to be a good member of the gang, right?
She talks about being ginger quite a lot. When I see her, she's got, you know, a fellow ginger. But even that sentence, fellow ginger, sometimes I think, oh, don't bother. It's only hair. It don't matter.
So do you want a cult or not?
No, I've changed my mind totally, haven't I? I proper changed my mind. I like looking different. I do. And Vivian Westwood, I can't remember what the exact quote was, but she said, if you dress interesting, you will have an interesting life. And I really think that's true. Because when people have run out of things to say, when you meet them, they go, oh, I like your shoes. You know what I mean? It always helps looking different, I think.
You love a bit of fashion, though, don't you?
Mm.
You really do.
Yeah, I do, yeah. Well, it's exciting, isn't it? Looking different every day.
And if people have seen your clothing range on Instagram, they might think that this is just like, you know, what celebrities do is that they find a bit of success and then they try to cash in on it. But this is actually genuinely something you've done yourself.
Yeah, I didn't go that picture on that T-shirt.
I've drawn
all the pictures on the front, yeah. And I was doing some yesterday. I don't know why I took my glasses off so you could see it. You're only listening. And I've got glasses around my neck like I'm in Chips. Or like I'm Simon Cowell, I don't know. But I've taken them off and so you can see my T-shirt, but you still can't see it because you're listening to a podcast.
I can see it. It's lovely.
That's my girlfriend.
She's hot.
And but the next range, the range that's out now is called Cowgirls.
Mm-hmm.
The one before it was Space Girls, which sounds like a Scottish person saying Spice Girls.
Yeah.
And then the next one that I've got is Stunt Girls, and it's all stunt women.
Well, I like these. I'm going to pop some of these on Instagram, if that's okay, so people at home can know what the hell we're talking about. But it's nice, and I have to say, certainly this one with was this Juliette Lewis in mind?
Yeah, well, she put that picture up, and I just drew it.
It's a nice arse.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah,
I like it.
You've drawn that well.
Yeah, so Stunt Girls is after Cowgirls. And then after that, yesterday I was doing something with Mexican wolf children. I think of the great images of Mexican wolf children. And I won't always draw stuff
just
for it.
Just for the listener that might not be familiar with Mexican wolf children, just explain to me.
Well, they're those unfortunate children that have been born with furry faces. But I just think they look great, me.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is that because they look a bit like Teen Wolf?
A little bit, I guess. I'm a big fan of Teen Wolf. But so I was drawing Mexican wolf children on before.
Yeah?
I'll show you. Which is a different style to the T-shirt I'm wearing now.
It's very
done
different.
Done with pencil. And you can see it's two little girls. She's got a bow in her hair.
You can't.
It's really nice imagery. I think if wolf kids should be allowed to be on a T-shirt, if normal kids can be on T-shirts.
They should, yeah.
Normal people can be, but wolf kids can't. It's not fair, is it? I'm starting a cult up for wolf children.
There you go. That's a good cult.
That's what I'm doing. Yeah.
That'd be.
And we're going to get sponsored by Timothy. you can shave it off, but a lot of them don't shave it off because they're kind of proud of it.
Oh, good. They should be. Because you are what you are.
Yeah, that's why you should. A wolf kid should be on a T-shirt. Look how happy it is. That one. Looks like a school photograph.
I love how you've distinguished male and female by putting a bow in their hair.
No, they're both girls.
They're both girls.
Yeah, she's got her hair tied up, look.
Oh, yeah.
Both girls, two little girls. It's not meant to be funny. I don't believe in cults.
Nah. Have you watched Wild Wild Country?
No. I've heard about it, yeah.
So good.
Yeah, but I don't believe in cults. I don't believe in...
Lee, they have their own airport in the desert. Ooh. The cult.
Ooh.
The cult.
Who's Lee?
Oh, shit, yes. Okay. Should we go to the pub?
Yeah, all right then. Luckily, I've still got two cans left, so you can share them with me.
Exactly. Well, should we just go and sit on a bench like a couple of old winos?
Should we go to the park?
It's almost like inviting the future
Let's
in.
Let's go to the park and pretend to be teenagers.
And if anyone picks on you because you're ginger, I'll have them, all right?
They won't pick on me.
Oh, thanks so much, Keith.
No worries. Enjoyed
thanks,
it.
Thanks for popping
fun.
By.
It was deep, wasn't it?
Yeah, for you.
Wow. Felt like a proper therapy session.
Did it?
Yeah.
Did it?
Has my sty gone?
No, well, he's gone down a bit. I think I might have cured your sty. He's got a really big sty in his eye.
Yeah, and if you've got a sty at home and you're a guy, the best thing to use is your own man soup. Put that on your eye. It does make humans, so it does have some kind of healing powers. I've used that before, but only when nothing else worked. So I'm hoping not to put my man sap on the eye.
Man sap?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, my man sap.
Baby
from my
gravy.
Back. From my tree bark, I squeeze out my sap. Oh! Squeeze out the sap from my twig.
Okay.
No, it works. It does. It heals. It's got a lot of minerals in it, hasn't it?
Do it. Thank you so much for listening. If you're still with us, God love you. As always, White Wine Question Time has been produced by me, Kate Thornton, with Caitlin Mercer for Yahoo.com. Andy Bell has created the music for this podcast. Our thanks, as always, to him. Remember, please do rate and review us. It does help other people to discover this podcast. And if you'd like to get in touch, you can contact us on Twitter or Instagram at WhiteWineQT, or you can find me, the Kate Thornton, on Instagram. And as always, try to do as we do, love ginger people and drink responsibly.
I'll just text you if you want to get in touch, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, then.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.